Hey everybody, this is Stelly FT.
And this is Heaton Cha, and today on the Startup Chat, we're going to do a first of a few. And I know we've talked about this before at some point too, but I think this is a trend, and so the topic is about remote work.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Done. Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Or what some are calling distributed work. And we just wanted to talk about it as a trend and talk about why it's so important right now and why so many people are talking about it. And on top of that, I'm doing some research on the topic by creating a report with my team at FYI. And we partner with a company called Miro to do that. And before we even begin, I did want to give one shout out because there's a newish podcast and blog by Matt Mullenweg from Automatic, and it's called Distributed, and it's at distributed.blog. One of the things that Matt, I believe, really believes is he likes calling it distributed work, not remote work. I think he's got the pet peeve of similar to mine of self-funded instead of bootstrapped.
Yep.
But he's really talking about what most of us have been talking about as remote work. So distributed work, remote work, this is a trend. I know you've been doing it for years. I've been doing it for about 16 now. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. And specifically, you know, I think I'd love to talk about why it's seeming to be bubbling up even more so than I've seen ever before and becoming more and more of a topic. I see it a lot in the Bay Area kind of echo chamber of like recently have been a bunch of articles about more and more startups leaving the Bay Area or more and more startups starting to hire more aggressively remotely. I think recently there were big news that Stripe said their next big hiring hub is going to be distributed or remote, right?
Yep.
And that was kind of a big announcement for like a unicorn startup to say that was, I think, traditionally very much based on setting up these large offices, right? And headquarters. And so, you know, I wanted to talk about why this is a trend and why I don't think it's going to die down, right? So the trend part on my end, or from my perspective, is just that, I mean, it's just like everything else. You go through cycles, but the trend line is definitely going up in the sense that there's a bunch of people that will try this, then they will overhype it and write about this as like, this is the solution to all problems. This is a biggest, best, next thing. Every company needs to do this. There's like an overexcitement. And then there's a sobering up period where a bunch of these startups fail, a bunch of these people that tried this, it didn't work out for them. And then there's this new wave of like writing cynically about it and be like, this is why remote didn't work. This is why we decided to go back to an office. This is why, right? And then everybody goes, oh, does remote work really work? Oh, I heard a lot of bad things. I hear a lot of people that tried it or startups that tried it and failed. And then rinse and repeat, right? Because there's always a part of that cycle, a bunch of companies that did go through it had some hard times as well, or had to adjust or had to learn and grow and figure out processes and best practices on how to do this well. And during the time of figuring it out, they were quiet. But then once they figured it out, they again go out in the world and were like, no, remote work does work. We've been doing it now for a number of years, and here's what we learned on how to do it well. And so you go through these cycles. And I feel like we're just coming up again on a cycle where just there's been another huge batch of companies that went through quite a strong growth period, that went through a lot of like challenges organizationally on how to do distributed really, really well, and now kind of hitting their stride and starting to write again more about it. And you have more and more examples today than ever of like startups that have grown quite significantly and are very successful running distributed teams. That's one thing. And the other side of the trend line is that it's just becoming harder and harder to only hire local talent. Even in an area like the Bay Area that probably has the highest concentration of tech talent in the world, the market is so overheated and so overly competitive. And like people are jumping from, you know, one insane offer to the next every, you know, 8 to 12 months. And so like the retention is a problem. Housing is a problem. Salaries are problems. So hiring just focused on one local area is just very, very, very hard to do. And so now you have this whole trend in the Bay Area where a lot more companies just go, it's not feasible to just hire all our team from this physical location. It just doesn't make sense. We cannot do it successfully. So we are forced to being more open-minded and look elsewhere for talent. And since we have to look elsewhere for talent, we might as well start learning more about remote and redistributed, and we probably have to get better at it and try it out. So I think that that's kind of the phase that we're in right now. But the long-term trend line, do you see this ever going completely down? Can you imagine a world where 5 or 10 years from now, every company has decided that no, remote and distributed doesn't work, and so now the future of business and the future of work is you will always go back to an office because that's the only way to get work done?
I've been doing it a long time. I know you've been doing it a long time.
Yeah.
There are other folks out there that have been doing it a long time. There's so many people understanding a lot of the benefits of doing it. And I think what will probably end up happening is, just like Matt Mullenweg kind of is trying to point out, it's distributed work. And it means that you might have different locations, but you might also have people who are not coming into the office ever as well, or coming in rarely. That seems to be what's going to really accelerate this trend and accelerate this is when we don't just think of it like companies are fully remote or companies are remote first or anything like that. So I think the conclusion of remote work isn't going to go back to, oh, everyone needs to be in an office. I think what's going to happen is we're going to find and learn how to have productive team members no matter where they are. Whether you have an office or people are working from home or working from coffee shops or co-working places, we'll just get better at doing work if we're doing work at all stages of a company and all stages of a business when people aren't in the same place. I think one thing that's really interesting is I'm not sure if any fully remote company has gone public yet. I'm not sure. I'm trying to think. I'm not sure. Is Upwork public?
Upwork is not public yet, I think.
Yeah, so that's the only one I can think of because I think they're one of the largest, if not the largest.
And MySQL was purchased before they ever went public.
No, I think Upwork is public.
Is it? Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I didn't know either. Yeah. Who else did you mention?
I mentioned, remember one of the bigger ones in the kind of old quote-unquote days was MySQL, and when they were purchased by
Red Hat too. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. So there's been a few. So yes, there have been companies going public. I think one of the reasons I ask is because growth rates of distributed companies versus non-distributed companies is like one of the things that people are going to start thinking about. Is my kind of opinion.
Yeah, and I think going public, like any kind of like unicorn going public, super spotlighted success story is creating kind of a huge wave of imitation, right? So I think there have been a number of success stories, but not to the degree of, the biggest success stories that we can imagine or that we've seen in the last 20 years, right? They've not been like a Google that's fully remote, or a Facebook, or whatever else you would want to point out as an example. But it doesn't mean that. But I think, and I'm banking on the fact that there are going to be these companies, and so it just takes, as the world is changing, as technology is changing, as the way we organize work and talent, and as the world is becoming a lot more global from day one. Both from the, like, just think about today's companies, the rate at which a new business is instantly selling to an international market today versus 100 years ago, right? Where it was like, there was a time, maybe not even 100 years ago, there was a time period where probably it was almost unheard of for a completely new company to have a customer that is based on a totally different country on day one.
Yeah, right? True.
And so that was unheard of, almost impossible to imagine. Whereas today, it is so common, it's crazy. And I think that trend is going to continue. And the same thing goes to hiring talent wherever you can find it and distributing work. And that doesn't mean, and this will be another episode for sure for the listeners. Yeah. Kind of this doesn't mean, as you pointed out, that it has to be complete distributed, where there's no office, everybody is remote.
Right.